takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
821 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX, Stuart McMillan in for Scott Jagow this morning. Festus Main Street and Jefferson County is a double-sided Old Town Main Street with shops on both sides. And they've had a resurgence of sorts in the last 10 years. Small businesses have been booming and coming back to Main Street. One reason? Well, Main & Mill Brewing Company, a brewery anchoring the street. And now that brewery is expanding to make and sell more beverages, but they aren't leaving town. They're expanding down the street. Recently, I had the chance to speak with Main & Mill owner Denny Foster about their next concept called Central Tap.
For the KMOX listeners that may not know what Main & Mill is, kind of give them up to date. What is Main & Mill Brewing Company?
It's a full service restaurant with a brewery there. We've been open, it'll be 10 years this October, which seems crazy. Built in an 1880s building, so it took us like 3 years to put it together with tons and tons of issues, you know, building related, but also experience related. So
you and your dad.
Yeah. So took quite some time to get it from what it was about to collapse to what it is now. But yeah, we've changed our menu frequently. All the beers that we have over there, 90% of them are brewed there. The other 10% are kegs moved from our new location where we do our cans and bottles at what will be opening Central. But yeah, so it's been good. The community's really responded well to it when we opened, thankfully, and we're really fortunate to be here for almost 10 years and hopefully another 10 years plus after that.
Is it true when you were tearing down the walls in there that you found ingredients to make beer?
That would have been interesting. Probably have a nice little smell to it if that was the case. We did find quite a few things when we did that. We found some newspaper clippings and stuff from the early 1900s in the chases that were for smoke whenever, I guess, they had a coal pit in the basement. So we found some neat stuff, but, and had a lot of tribulations and trials going through the whole thing that digging out a basement full of coal and things that people burnt to keep warm. And but yeah, we found some neat stuff, but I wish we found like a pile of gold or something to make it a little easier. But unfortunately, nothing like that.
Everybody's looking for a pile of gold when they're renovating a building, you know, just hoping that leprechaun leads you to the right.
Make it all a lot easier.
Yeah. Tell me about the Thursday night incident IPA.
So we've done that when we do it off and on, like every couple of years or so.
It comes with a great story.
Well, we were in a festival in Colorado, so it was the first time we were at the Great American Beer Festival. We got to hang out with a lot of brewers from around the nation, and I mean, I don't want to get too in-depth into it, but it was a long night. A lot of shenanigans ensued, and because of that, the next day, that's what we came up with. It was like, hey, we need to name something, because this turned into multiple people seemingly getting arrested and random things happening. Thankfully, nobody from our team was, basically put against the wall by cops, but plenty of guys had some interactions with people they didn't want to have interactions with. So,
I love the cryptic language you have to use for this story. It's like,
yeah, it was a perfect. It was a fun night, one that's full of some memories and others that maybe aren't so memorable, but
ones you can't remember.
Yeah,
I don't want to remember.
It was a long day and long evening, but it was a good time. So,
but it came out a pretty good beer. It came out of that, right? I mean, kind of that idea, the Thursday night IPA, right?
Yeah, it's one of our probably best IPAs. At least personally, I think it's one of our best IPAs. We're Dylan over at the pub now is doing tons and tons of IPAs, you know, usually moving a new one in once a month or every 3 weeks or so, depending on what time of year it is. But the Thursday night was pretty much one of our first like kind of hazier style IPAs years ago. And it's something that we continually bring back, and we don't bring back a lot of beers over there. So it's definitely one of my favorites. When we put it on, we sometimes can it down here as well. So and hoping to do so in the next 6 months or so.
So when Main & Mill Brewing Company popped up here on Main Street, as far as traffic, people walking around on the sidewalk, going from shop to shop, was nearly non-existent. Would you say that's true?
The place, whenever we were building it, there was a lot of vacancies. There was six churches, I think, on Main Street. It was I'd say nearly defunct. I mean, we still had some really nice stalwarts, like Pogolino's was here and has been here for, you know, I think like 45 years plus. So it's not like it was, there was places that weren't successful on our main street. We did have some places like that. I know at the time we had the Hallmark store and some things like that. But generally, unless you were going to his final destination of Pogolino's or a couple of the places that were on our main street, there wasn't a lot of traffic up and down it just to see what was going on. So thankfully that's totally different now. And that's been a 10-year process to get it here. And another 10 years, it's going to be wildly different than it is today.
Main and Mill being the anchor of that progress here on Festus Main Street. And now you've decided, hey, let's just keep on expanding. Let's keep on moving. And you're now opening a place called Central. Tell me about that.
Well, it's about two blocks down the road on the same side of our main street. You know, I've got a really strong belief in Main Street. Once we put the other location in, I figured when we were talking about it, we really wanted to make that happen, to bring traffic to our main street. There's a lot of untapped potential here. Whenever we were, you know, I've lived here all my life and I've seen it from 40 years ago. So looking at it that way, you know, you hope that you build it and they will come type of thing, field of dream situation. And like I said, thankfully that happened. And since then, there's been, you know, I'm the president of our Main Street Association and have been for, I think, 8-9 years when we put it back together. And so now that we're putting this on there, a lot of people have asked if we're going to, if we think we're going to be cannibalizing our own market. And I would say pretty hard no on that. You know, there's,
yeah, because what's the concept of Central?
Well, we're doing 24 taps here. That's not all beers. So like probably half or less will be beer. We're doing cold brew coffee that we produce here. We'll be doing kombucha in the future, different kinds of teas. We're going to make our own sodas. We might even dabble in THC and CBD beverages. So there'll be a lot of NA stuff here, a lot of, you know, some alcohol stuff, 8 different slushies. So we're going to be doing some of those, then alcohol and non-alcoholic. So basically, we're trying to make this a all-inclusive. If you like to drink nice things or anything that you think is a little bit better than what you'd see on the shelf, you'll be able to get it here, and it's going to be something that I think people, it'll resonate well with people around here, trying to make sure that there's always something here for everybody, and there'll be a large to-go station of things that we can on the side, even in small amounts to take out. We'll be doing growler and howler fills, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's going to be totally different from the brew pub over there. We have 10 taps over there. Those are all beer. We brew those all down there. You know, we do cocktails and things down there, but this will be a totally different concept, a totally different feel than what we've got there. And I mean, we have our name on the sign, but other than that, you wouldn't know this is a Main and Mill new location.
I want to walk over to these stools that are kind of uniquely built into the side here. So tell me about this idea of having this window that opens up. It looks like kind of a old school garage door kind of thing. And then there's this seating here. So what's the idea here?
So we have stools that are attached to the, like the outside wall, that'll pull out when they're needed. So, and if not, whenever we're full or there's a festival or something, we can tuck them back in and not have to move stools in and out of the place. So we have those on the inside and the outside of the frontal location. So I think we'll have 16 total, 8 in, 8 out. Like I said, if we're really busy and the people are, everybody's standing around just enjoying themselves, it's really easy to get them out of the way. It makes for more room. But if somebody wants to sit at the and look outside on Main Street and have a drink, it's really easy just to pull it right out of the wall and take a seat and put it right back when you're done.
That is owner Denny Foster of Main & Mill Brewing Company on Festus Main Street. Coming up at 9:20, we'll continue our conversation more about their canning business that they have at the Main & Mill Barrel Works and how tariffs are affecting that business. Very interesting. That's coming up at 9:20 on Total Information AM.